Om Shanti, and greetings of peace to my brothers and sisters. Welcome to a new education for a new era. Today we have gathered together to talk about a new kind of education. We all did the 3 hours at school, well, most of us. But here we want to talk about the inner learning, or sometimes we say the inner unlearning, to really step away from our old habits and ways of thinking, restrictive thinking, to embrace a new positive, empowering kind of learning. School taught us to be good people, to be moral people. Here, spirituality teaches us to be divine people, to really act out of virtue and not out of vice. I have seen in Raja Yoga meditation how children have developed that memory power, concentration power. I've seen old mothers also develop memory power despite their age, but also develop a very strong confidence within themselves, a kind of courage, you might say. I've seen corporate people learn to deal with enormous numbers of people, enormous employees. I have seen the health workers, again, manage under such stressful situations. So how is this all possible? It's possible because on a daily basis, these people are working to empower themselves from the inside out. Life or the world had taught us to empower ourselves from outside in. So yes, we got the good job, we got the good position, we got the good pay packet. But isn't that like self-limiting? What if the pay packet goes, as we are seeing now? What if one loses their job? What if one loses their position? Then what are we today? So spiritual education teaches us that we are something despite what we do. As in the expression that a diamond is always a diamond, even if it's in mud. So we are precious. We are invaluable. And our identity should not be based on what we do, but what we are. Again, our identity should not be based on what we do, but what we are, what we be, not what we do. We say human beings, but we're mostly human doings. And so I would like to say that as we take on this path of Raja Yoga meditation, it really is a chance for us to see with the third eye, the third perspective. In fact, all the concepts of Raja Yoga meditation, they are so practical in our day-to-day life. It is like an education. In fact, we study. And in this study, there are children, middle-aged people, seniors, everybody studying the same study. And it's amazing. We're all sitting in the same classroom and we're studying the same concepts. So one of the concepts is about being the divine being. I am an eternal soul. I am an empowered soul. And as I sit in meditation and I really begin to feel this, I'm able to bring that experience out into my daily life. Then I'm able to deal with everything with that inner power. We also learn about God, that God is the higher source, the higher power. And we need to recharge with God. Just as I'm seeing my phone is running out of battery, so I need to charge it soon. In the same way, I need to connect with God once a day. Otherwise, what is my powerhouse? We think all these limited situations are our powerhouses. We go to the restaurant, we go to the park, we might go shopping, we might have a haircut, we might just hang out with friends. That's all limited fueling up. But the ultimate fueling is of the soul, and that is only possible when I really connect with the one God. Then we also talk about karma. And karma is a very ingrained philosophy in Bharat. And we are all lucky that we've grown up with this concept. For the Western world, it's not so easy always. That as you sow, so shall you reap. So if I'm reaping today what I have sown yesterday, then I'd be worried about planting today what I would like to reap tomorrow. And this is something that we forget. We forget that if I want tomatoes tomorrow, I better plant those tomato seeds today. So if I want love tomorrow, I better plant the seeds of love today. And if I'm not reaping certain seeds, such as respect, such as kindness, then I need to ask myself, have I been sowing those seeds? And it's never too late. I can start now. I can start this moment to just start being kind, to start being loving. Because we know that whatever we put out, it comes back to us. So this is karma philosophy. Then we also have the concept of the timeline, that we believe that time is cyclical and it's not linear. So that means there was Satyug, Treta, Dwapar, Kalyug. We do believe in this, but we also believe that we've come back to the same point that we had started. And that is that it's time to go home. It's really time now to settle all our karmic accounts and make the soul absolutely pure, absolutely clean, so that it's ready to go home. So Raj Yoga meditation actually gives us a purpose to our being. It gives a purpose to our meditation. And it's not just relaxation. I believe there's many meditations that can help you relax. But Raj Yoga meditation really helps you to transform your sanskars, to really transform your personality. So when you try it, and you have to try it to believe it, don't take my word for it, but when you really try it, you will see the impact the meditation has, and it can be immediate. I'm living in the Middle East countries and giving the meditation course to many people. And within the first few lessons, they begin to see the impact. So it doesn't take long. Sometimes people ask me the question, well, how long does it take to have a wake-up call or a realization or an experience? And it could be instantaneous. You just have to sit, you just have to focus, give it your time and energy, sincere, authentic time and energy, and definitely you will bear the fruits of that. Finally, I would like to say that this sense of seva, the Brahma Kumaris always talks about this sense of seva, and that when we really come together to help each other, that's also building of community. Because we have to learn to coexist together. This is something that perhaps was missing in the world. Everybody became very self-isolated, very independent. Everybody wants to be independent. There are nuclear families and everybody's kind of minding their own business. But crisis situations like this teach us that we actually have to help one another. We have to be of seva to one another. And the greatest happiness is in the giving. The greatest happiness is not in the taking. Ask yourself. In fact, you try it. When you get a present and when you give a present, in which one, in which aspect is there the greatest happiness? And it will be in the giving. And so here too, I encourage you that just every day think to do something special for somebody else, and you will be uplifted. You will feel better for it. You will, I don't know what to say, but you will get the energy to live another day and another day and another day. And the thing about seva is when you bring a smile to somebody's face, you cannot stop but continue with the next and the next and the next. And this is the sense of seva that also helps us to create the good karma. In fact, seva brings us out of our selfishness, out of our selfish personality, and then we're able to be of service to others. So I'd like to leave you with a story. And the story, you might have heard it, it's of a school teacher, and he brings a bunch of balloons to school, and he asks the children, to blow up these balloons and then to put their name on it. And then he says, okay, just let the balloons all mix up together. So the children blow up the balloons, put their name, throw it in this big space, and they're all mixed now. And he says, okay, now everyone go and find your balloon. So of course everybody's scrambling to find their balloon, and it's a very, very frantic energy. And it's been 5 minutes and nobody's been able to find their balloon. And then the teacher blows the whistle and says, okay, stop. Pick up the balloon that's in front of you. Whose name is on it? Go and give it to that person. And they did this exercise and it was over in 2 minutes. So this is my point. I'm trying to reflect that as we be of service to others, we're able to get the task done quicker. And so there's a very beautiful saying that if you want to go fast, walk alone. But if you want to go far, then walk together. And so this is what I encourage you to do, to stay in community, to coexist, to continue the learning, the spiritual learning, bring into your lives the spiritual value. Because I really believe that to make relationships work, we really need divine values in our life. We need to give each other that space. We need to respect each other. And it's only spirituality that can help us get through times like this. So this is why we're saying it's a new kind of education. Some people are already on the path in their own way, no doubt. But just be open to the new learning, and life will teach us new lessons. And we will be so grateful for it when we have learned the lessons. So wishing you all the best. Thank you so much for listening. Om Shanti.